Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent. Kind of getting into the swing of, okay, it's fall, it's cooling off, we're getting into a little more stable as far as temperatures and stuff, but it's easy to make a mistake when you're getting ready to go out in this weather and maybe not put on a jacket when you're going to need it. And other mistakes, we're talking about the Medicare open enrollment period again. Sometimes that can be a little hard to navigate even with help, but you've got some pointers for us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Medicare is a very complicated thing just in, you know, overall terms. And when we have so many bits and pieces of information coming at us during open enrollment, sometimes it's really hard to be able to make the decision that's going to be best for us. So just as a quick reminder, open enrollment every year starts October 15th and it goes through December 7th. So we're really coming up on the end of open enrollment, and I encourage folks to take a look at things now with just a couple weeks left. You don't want to be running right up against the wire. So we're in the critical point of open enrollment where decisions need to be made. And I want to talk just briefly about some common mistakes that we see during the Medicare open enrollment window. The first is not comparing your prescription drug plans. It is super important to compare your prescription drug plans every year. You want to look and see if all of your prescription drugs are covered, if your pharmacy still accepts your plans, how your drug copays have changed. Maybe you have a copay this year. Maybe you don't have one for next year. And what is next year's monthly premium, as well as whether or not your plan has a deductible? We've seen a lot of changes this year. One of the biggest ones is whether or not your pharmacy accepts your plans. The way the plans have restructured, we have several area pharmacies who have changed the plans that they accept. And then the big thing is, what does your monthly premium look like? We've seen an increase in several premiums of the plans that are available in the state of Kansas. So making sure that you review your coverage is going to help you avoid costly mistakes such as higher drug costs or having to change a pharmacy. So that's the first thing that you want to think of in terms of open enrollment. The second thing is, and I cannot say this enough, don't be swayed by the splashy ads. Medicare open enrollment really is just kind of a fest of a whole bunch of information being seen on television, the commercials that are out there, the telephone calls that we get, the junk mail that we're getting in our mailboxes. The Medicare plans can have an appealing offer like no premiums and some coverage for hearing, dental, and vision care. But it's super important to remember that shopping for your health coverage is more than just about the side benefits that we hear. The most important thing when we're looking at our Medicare coverage is making sure the plan is going to cover your doctors and cover your prescriptions for the next year. So look beyond the extras that we have on the plans that you're seeing advertised on TV and make your decision based on the nuts and the bolts of the health care. Are my doctors in network? Is my pharmacy in network? Does it cover my drugs? And is it going to pay for my health care costs? Not so much all of the added benefits. And kind of going hand in hand with that, with the Medicare Advantage plans, remember that most of those plans have specific networks that you have to stay in to be able to get the biggest amount of benefits. And so you want to verify and make sure that your doctors are in your plan's network for the coming year. Or if you're switching to a new plan during open enrollment, before you make that decision, make sure it is a plan that your doctors and your facilities that you use accept. Super important, you don't want to be caught off guard if you're out of network but your plan is still received. Most of the times you're going to pay 45 to 50% out of pocket for your care. So double check that. The other thing when we're talking about networks of doctors is to remember that even though you may have a PPO, a preferred provider network, there is no guarantee that someone outside of your network will accept your plan. So you can go out of networks, but you're never guaranteed to have a facility accept that coverage. So keep that in mind. You really want to take all of that into consideration before changing your plans. And then last but not least, one of the biggest mistakes during open enrollment is waiting too long to ask for help. Getting your plan comparisons done earlier versus later is better. That way you're not rushing to make a decision. But that doesn't mean that you still can't be helped even closer to the end of open enrollment. We do help folks through our office in Paola and Mound City, but I would encourage folks, if you're looking at changing plans or reviewing plans, to try to get that done before December 1st. That still gives us a week to make sure we can get you enrolled in a different plan should you choose to change your plan. So trying to get you signed up December 7th is not as easy as hitting us a week before the end of open enrollment. It's not impossible, but it definitely makes it a lot harder. I would encourage folks, if you're needing help comparing your plans for 2024, give us a call at our office at 913-294-4306. Just a reminder, this is a free service that we offer. We just basically give folks the information needed to make their own decisions. We do not sell insurance here at the office. We are not in the business of selling insurance. We just provide educational information. So we are definitely a safe zone to really objectively look at your Medicare options. So as I mentioned, give us a call if we can help, 913-294-4306 for our office in Paola.
I can speak from experience how helpful it is to have somebody go through that with you. We were in the middle of a health crisis when the folks from the hospital came in and walked us through, these are the options as far as Medicare, this is what will be good for you, as opposed to what is good for the people collecting the money and things like that. And it's been an incredible help to us to have that on our side. So this service you're providing is vital in a lot of ways. So thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
Well, Kathy, we look forward to talking to you again.
Wonderful.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.